With GPB News, I'm Emily Jones. The man accused of making threats against an Augusta mosque has pleaded guilty to hate crimes charges. In a statement, U.S. Attorney Bobby Christine says Preston Howard faces up to 20 years in prison without parole on each of the three charges. His sentence could be enhanced because the charges are classified as hate crimes. Prosecutors say Howard made numerous phone calls to the Islamic Society of Augusta last summer. In the calls, he threatened to kill, bomb, and light on fire members of the mosque and to blow up the mosque, among other threats. Howard remains in federal custody. His sentencing hearing has not been scheduled. Georgia lawmakers must decide the fate of proposals to overhaul Metro Atlanta's transit system and revamp the state's voting system on this final day of the legislative session. The rush to pass bills before midnight can lead to dramatic last-minute changes to legislation. The two chambers are continuing to negotiate whether to scrap the state's electronic voting machines for a system that uses paper ballots. The legislature also needs to finalize the state's budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Also on the agenda is a controversial immigration bill. Opponents of that measure have taken their concerns to Amazon and Facebook. Senate Bill 452 would require prosecutors to determine whether people facing sentencing in Georgia courts are in the country illegally and to notify federal authorities when they are. The AJC reports an open letter from several groups, including the ACLU of Georgia and the state's NAACP, says the bill would, quote, position Georgia as an unwelcoming state for business, travel, and future immigration. Supporters of the bill argue that nothing in it, quote, requires detention of an inmate beyond the time they would normally be released based on their immigration status. Facebook is planning a data center east of Atlanta, and Amazon is considering the metro area for its second headquarters. And the Atlanta Braves will begin their 2018 baseball season this afternoon at SunTrust Park. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
More than 40,000 fans are expected to turn out for today's home opener. The Braves are looking to bounce back from a mediocre season where the team accounted for 72 wins and 90 losses. Future Hall of Famer Chipper Jones will throw out the game's first pitch. All-star first baseman Freddie Freeman tells Fox Sports that Jones is still an inspiration today.
Chipper is the Braves. You know, he's never wanted to be a free agent. He was loyal, and, you know, that rubs off on me. I want to be here forever, so hopefully I can follow in his path.
The Braves and Phillies will get underway this afternoon at 4:10. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
This is GPB News. I'm Emily Jones.